Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are back with Ian Begley of SNY. He is Mr. Basketball at SNY. Ian, I hope everything is good, and thanks for giving us a couple of minutes of your time, for sure.
Pleasure is all mine, Steve. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay, that's for sure. Let me ask you this. Nate McMillan, do you think he's going to get, in a close game, any calls late in the fourth quarter?
Oh, well, I love it. The conspiracy theorist in me thinks that maybe he gets reprimanded for the conspiracy theory he threw out. But I think it's just funny because he, you know, what he said was the same thing we all say. The league just doesn't want to hear its head coaches spouting those theories in press conferences, which is understandable.
Well, it is also probably very true with what he had to say, but the implication was that, you know, again, he may not get any calls going his way, and he's out of challenges, so he's going to have to just take it as it is. But you got to believe that the NBA certainly is happy that the Knickerbockers are in this postseason from the number one market, and certainly TNT and ESPN and ABC, I think Game 4 will be on Channel 7 locally. Bottom line is, I think what he had to say is probably very true.
Spot on, yeah. I mean, any league would want its biggest markets playing on the biggest stages, and that's just good for business. So what he said was 100% right. Right message, wrong messenger, but certainly it's something that we talk about regularly, how the league is better off when the Knicks, Lakers, Celtics, teams in the bigger markets are competitive. That's just how business works.
We know that everybody with the Knickerbockers is healthy, not Mitchell Robinson, but we've known that for quite some time. But what about Atlanta? We know that Bogdanovich, he has been back after a fractured right knee. We know that who else has been injured with them?
They got back, Steve, DeAndre Hunter, which is big.
Yes, Hunter.
He just came back. Yeah, and he's a really good young player. And
right.
He's and he had could actually defend right. Julius Randle. We might see him defending Randle. So that was a big, big return for them heading into the playoffs.
And DeAndre Hunter back from a torn meniscus, correct?
Yes. So them getting him back, and I think he played 25 minutes the last game of the regular season. So
okay.
Really good timing for Nate McMillan and his group, because Hunter, very good young player, particularly on the defensive end.
Are the Knickerbockers, from what you can gather, because of what Thibodeau had to say about Peyton earlier in the week about, and of course he's going to take his back and defend him as best he can, but we know what a poor finish to the regular season it was for Peyton, and he's not really the point guard of the present or of the future. This we all know. Is he probably going to start Peyton anyway? Will Thibodeau do that and then make the transition to Rose or even Burks?
I think so. I don't think Tom Thibodeau is going to change his starting lineup, going into this playoff series. And, I think what you'll see is if things continue to go south when Alfred Payton's on the court, I think you'll see more minutes from Derrick Rose. Maybe you'll see more minutes from Alec Burks. Maybe you'll see minutes from Frank Ntilikina. I think Thibodeau maybe makes lineup adjustments once the series is underway. But going into it, I don't think he's going to change his starting lineup. And I think that it kind of makes sense because, yes, Payton really struggled the last 20 games of the season or so, but the Knicks also went 16-4 in that stretch, right, and they won 41 games. So I can see why he would stick with the lineup at least going into the series. But, you know, Trae Young starts to go off early on. I could also see him having a quick hook for Alfred Payton and then figuring something else out as the series moves forward.
Is it going to be 13,000 for game number one? Is it going to be 13,000? Then we hear 15,000. Do you have any idea just how close we are to one of those two numbers?
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks are saying that it'll be 15,000, and they sold out games one and two, and both should have near capacity of 15,000. That capacity, obviously, much larger than the crowds that we've been seeing at the Garden. So I'm sure the players, you know, are looking forward to playing in front of that bigger crowd. Steve, the thing that I wonder is, the shooting has been so good for this team all year long, from the perimeter particularly. And I think it's just your sight line's a little bit different when you're shooting in front of a mostly empty gym than it is when you're shooting in front of a gym with a full crowd. And, it's just something that I'm thinking about and I'm keeping an eye on as we go through the series, really for both teams, because this is new territory, but particularly for the Knicks.
Yes, and the Nets at the Barclays Center, there are seats available, aren't there?
There are seats available. I know that they had their superstar James Harden getting involved in a deal where he would pay for, I believe, half the ticket of fans who applied through the website. So there are still seats available. I think that their capacity will end up being lower than Madison Square Garden's. And what you're seeing, I think, is kind of the dynamic that, Steve, we know is at play in this town. And, you know, it's still a Knick town, and I think it'll remain a Knick town regardless of what happens this postseason. I think what you're seeing with the tickets is just a continuation of what we've seen over the years between these two franchises.
Okay. The Knickerbockers during the regular season, as we all know, beat Atlanta three consecutive times. And we all say, well, that was the regular season. This is the postseason. What do you think the Knickerbockers will take going into this game one Sunday at 7? What will they bring with them from the three games that they did play and beat with the three against the Hawks?
It's a great question, Steve. I think what they can take with them is the idea that Julius Randle is a tough matchup for everybody on that Atlanta roster. And I think in a perfect world for the Knicks, maybe you get Capella switched up on Randle and that forces Clint Capella, the Hawks center, to play away from the rim. That opens things up for the Knicks. But as you saw over the course of the regular season, I think it was Julius Randle had 40 in one night. I think he averaged something like 36, and he just went crazy against them. So regardless of, you know, this is a different Atlanta team now, but I think you can count on Randle, even if he's not going to put up those points, he's going to get the kind of attention from Atlanta that should open up the floor for Randle's teammates. So that's something I think you take with you. Other than that, though, this Atlanta team is vastly different because of Nate McMillan and the way Bojan Bogdanovic is shooting the ball, and Trae Young shooting it less under Nate McMillan. And, you know, so this is a tough, tough matchup for New York.
Yeah, I can understand that. And you mentioned, of course, as Thibodeau refers to him, the engine. And that, of course, is Randle. And what is it, Ian, that over 40 times during the course of the regular season, Julius Randle led the team in rebounds and led them in assists also over 40 times? And what is amazing, as he does draw traffic driving down the lane, he does somehow, even with a double team and some even help defense coming over to make it almost like a threesome guarding him, he finds the open man in the corner for a good-looking, uncontested three. And, of course, their three-point shooting has been terrific when it wasn't so terrific early in the season and certainly a year ago, but their three-point shooting has improved dramatically.
There's no doubt when you look at Randall, you know, everybody talks about the shooting, Steve, and how that's improved. To me, the playmaking and the court vision is right there with the shooting as things that have just surprised anybody who watched the Knicks last year and this year, because he's just a different player. I mean, he's finding his teammates, particularly in the corner, as you mentioned. But when he is attracting that extra attention, he's making the right play like 8 times, 9 times out of 10. Whereas last year, it seemed like he would put his head down and try to back the defenders down, and then, you know, it would end up in a turnover too often for the Knicks' liking. But his approach is so different. I think his confidence is just through the roof, and his vision has really, really been an important factor for the Knicks this year, especially because, you know, we talked about Alfred Payton before. They don't have that kind of point guard, the playmaking point guard, at least in the starting lineup. So the offense, a lot of the time, has run through Randall, and he's run it very well.
Yes, and I'm bringing up offense when we certainly know the trademark for Thibodeau and this Knickerbocker team. Everything begins on the defensive end. And certainly Rose coming off the bench, he has been just unbelievable. And then, of course, you have with Gibson even, that old warrior and trusted player from earlier days with Thibodeau, and he can grab a rebound and he can block a shot. But how about Nerlens Noel and Clint Capela? Because both of these guys, you take a look at their defensive numbers with blocks and with rebounds, and they're just about the same. Who would you give the advantage to with these two guys who play down low and in the middle?
You know, I would say first, Steve, that I don't think the Knicks would be where they are without Nerlens Noel because of the way he filled in during Mitchell Robinson's, you know, long stretches of absence during the regular season. But I think you look at Clint Capela and just what he does rebounding the ball. He's going to be a load for Noel and the Knicks down there because he's a fantastic rebounder, particularly on the offensive end, and he's a very good defender. I think Noel, you give him the edge as a rim protector because he's been doing it all year long, but rebounding, I think you give the edge to Capela. And the Knicks have actually struggled rebounding the basketball at times, particularly, you know, later this season. Tom Thibodeau noted that in some of their losses and even some of their wins where he felt like they did not do enough on the glass. So they're going to be challenged there. Nerlens Noel is going to be challenged there. He talked about that earlier this week when he's saying that he's been doing drills, working on rebounding and boxing out and things like that. So he's well aware of the scouting report. He's getting himself prepared to go against one of the league's best rebounders in Clint Capela.
Yes, and who do you think? Would it be Burks? Would it be a Gibson? Would it be a Noel? Do you think we're going to see Obi Toppin at all, or would that surprise you?
That would surprise me because I think that the rotation is going to tighten up. I think you're going to obviously you're going to see Burks because he's such a major part of what they do. Sure. But I think if there's a piece in that rotation that maybe gets chopped out for the postseason, it could be Obi Toppin. The interesting thing that I'm going to keep an eye on, Steve, is how does that impact Julius Randle? Is he just going to be playing, you know, 38, 40 minutes a night over the course of the series? I think that's probably going to be the case. But also, Frank Ntilikina, is he going to be a part of this rotation in some way, shape, or form? Because he is able to defend. He's showing an ability to defend, particularly on the perimeter. So do you use him for a few minutes against Trae Young to try to throw a different look at Trae Young? I think the coaching staff is considering it. So I think that's one area you could look at a rotation change for the Knicks. But I do think that Obi Toppin, if he gets minutes, I don't think he'll get significant minutes.
I know in the three games against Atlanta, they pretty much held Trae Young to like pedestrian standards. I mean, he didn't go off. in any of those three games, as I recall, against the Knickerbockers, and he is a terrific point guard and certainly a terrific field general. So the Knickerbockers and Thibodeau certainly going to have to design good defense and to keep him from hurting the New York Knickerbockers. How many games do you have the Knicks winning in this series?
I think, Steve, I think it's going to go six. I think the Knicks would take it in six, and I think that their edge there is on the defensive side, and I think Tom Thibodeau just, he will have these guys over-prepared, and as you go through the series, you know, he will continue to prepare these guys well, night in and night out. So I think the Knicks will take it in six. What do you have? What's your prediction?
Yes, I'm not surprised to hear this, and the bottom line is enjoy the series, and we know you have to run, so we're going to let you go, but thanks again for giving us a couple of minutes, Ian. It means a lot. You know that.
Anytime, Steve. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.